About to listen to it on Spotify.
Hey, what's up, world? I gotta start getting back on my fucking podcast because a few people have fucking offering me different avenues to wait to make fucking money through my podcast. So that's what's up. Oh, hold on. That sounds like a watermelon.
July 27th.
Oh, that's just my commercial.
You said hour and 56 minutes.
Yeah, but that's just a commercial. I can do it for however long I want to. But, like, whoever, like, one of Lil Boosie's people, because I'm pretty sure it's not the real Lil Boosie, but shout out to whoever the fuck it is. They were, like, they hit me up on TikTok, too. And was like, hey, do you listen to all these different, and there was like Apple Music or Spotify or blah, blah, blah. And I was like, yep, sure do. Do you listen to me and all that? And fucking, they was like, oh, so I'm assuming you're still going to be like a huge Boosie fan. And I was like, absolutely. Are you going to become a fucking Angel Male fan and listen to my podcast and start and promote my shit? And fucking, and he was like, whoever it is, like, they fucking responded back, and they was like, yeah, I'm about to listen to this, and he was like, you are a very interesting individual. And it was like, and he posted it to, whoever it is, posted it to that Boosie TikTok, and they got a shit.
What you thinking about talking this
shit? They got a shit ton of followers, too.
Don't mention Boosie's name on the podcast again.
I can do what I want to do, for one.
Man, that's called karma.
I mean, what kind of
get karma? Get a Boosie.
And I think that Lil Boosie likes me more.
You gotta give a shout out.
If I can, I don't gotta shout out shit.
Man, you know what you gonna do? You gonna shout out Lil Boosie before you're over because of that Boosie juice.
I mean, that it is the shit. But, I don't know. I don't know why that just happened.
What, watermelon?
The second thing won't get off in there.
I put it in there. Hand it to you. Slide it this way.
How did you have it in here? Like
being forward, I got you. Here we go.
It was like
I'm
that.
I'm inserted.
But, backwards. It needs to be in. Because that's not fucking thick
enough. Here, turn around. Let me see, baby.
I'm not done trying.
You gonna try to put it in there yourself?
I mean, I'm gonna try to put it the way I fucking want it in here.
Be here, okay.
This is that. This fucking shit. Needs to be here. So it blocks it.
Fuck blocking.
It's like, it's not fucking, what's calling it enough?
I might just have to take my blue band off of you.
I don't want this motherfucking... Don't make me talk shit.
Let me tell you something about talking shit.
Don't tell me shit.
You want to talk shit today or tomorrow?
Every day, all day.
But don't excuse yourself from today. Go ahead, talk some shit.
Yeah, you act like I want this motherfucking... like I'm just rocking it. Like
a blue bandana?
Like that... I mean, it don't mean shit to me.
Except for you rocking it hard as hell.
I mean, I'm not rocking it.
You look like Lil Wayne did back in the day when he,
I don't look like, listen, song. I don't look like no fucking man except my daddy, number one.
I'm talking about you rocking it like Lil Wayne. Backwards.
I'm not rocking it.
You're rocking it backwards.
If I was rocking it, then I would be out and about in public.
You was that today, you
know? No, the fuck I wasn't.
Oh, you didn't wear that in public?
No, I just got this out before I took a shower.
No, I'm talking about the other day.
No, I did not. We're not on the other day, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, then don't take me to tomorrow either. You just stay on this day, then.
That's all right. Okay, I give up.
Let me see.
It's aggravating.
Let me see.
Ain't gonna fit in there.
Angel.
It ain't gonna fit in there.
Angel, leave me alone. Let me fucking do it. Cause I'm not
gonna do it. No, you can. You done broke yours.
Broke what? My whistle? No.
That's not what it is, because I'm doing a podcast, and I don't ever go back and edit shit, so
My bad, Devotee. Yeah, I booked Devotee.
I don't know what you're talking about, Jonathan.
The weed club. I'm trying to make it sound like, you know, more special. Retitled. I got this shit. Easily. See how long it took you to do it?
Because guess what? It's not gonna fucking work.
Oh shit.
Okay.
You about to be telling me different.
I probably won't.
I'll probably still. I'm half ass guess on my shit.
Hey, you know what?
I don't say you do. I'm saying some people do, but.
Okay.
But some people do be guessing when it comes to what they do, how to do, and what they can't do. I'm just telling you, I got a glimmer already.
Great. Where's my... Yeah, I got it off in there too. And guess what? Okay, yeah. But that fucking piece already broke, but it slides off.
Not this. This ain't sliding over, I'm telling you right now. I don't know what this is on there for.
Because I couldn't put it on the outside.
Oh, where's my man outside now?
Just put it on the inside. That's the way she had it.
That's the way I put it. It's in there.
Yeah.
It's how I thought it was going to put it anyway.
But then there's the air.
Just what?
Oh, that's you. Huh. I said that was you.
What do you think it was?
I didn't know what it was.
Oh,
I'm that is it.
That's how you do it.
Right. I could have done that easily, too.
Andrew, you did try.
No, I didn't try. I'd fucking done it a different way because I know.
You just told me to do it this way. As far as putting it in
there. Yeah, to see if it was going to work. But the whole reason that I fucking put the black tape in it, like I said.
Just don't spill it.
Even if I do.
It's woman. It's woman.
This right here is going to push air through.
No, it's airtight.
Okay.
It's airtight.
Okay, well, we'll see.
And it ain't got to be. Because we just smoke weed out of a little bit of air. None of us could hit it.
Man,
I've been hitting it like a motherfucking champ for a year. I don't hear about it. I don't even smoke weed. For the last year, I smoked more weed than I wanted to. I'm only trying to hit it once every now and then, but I've been having to hit it lately. I'm up damn near 10 times. Day.
Ain't nobody forcing you to smoke, don't
I? I don't even want to smoke, I'm going to be smoking.
Hey, Ryan.
Hate the way it fucking makes me feel. Shout out to the smoke box. Mm. You know.
No, they don't.
Cypress Hill, YouTube, smoke box.
We're not shouting out shit on fucking...
I'm gonna say what's up to Brad.
Too bad. You can't, you're not saying, you can't shout out people on my fucking podcast.
I'm gonna say, I'm gonna give a shout out to the homie Brad Kai.
You can ask me if you can give it. No, because I don't fuck with Wu Tang.
I fuck with the Wu.
But you, I fuck with people that, you can ask if you can give a shout out. I do fuck with Wu Tang, but you can ask if you can give a shout out.
What do you mean I can't just shout it now? I just can't shout it out. But if I ask you to give a shout out, you allow me, then you endorse me.
I didn't ask you to be in this podcast.
I know you didn't, but you started putting me in the podcast, so therefore you just ended that illegal activity by recording the motherfucker.
I said I'm about to do a podcast.
No, you didn't ask me to be in the
podcast. I don't have to ask you. You're
you
my
didn't
presence.
Tell me about the podcast.
Yes, I did.
My presence was not your
present. I have witnesses.
It was your blessing.
I have witnesses.
Because I was given the present of my presence.
No.
By the Father, the Most High.
No.
You can't be skipping
out. All you gotta do is be quiet.
Let me borrow the
lighter. I can say no to whoever I want to.
Well, let me get the lighter.
Where's my weed pipe?
Let me see. You just got through hitting it now.
Where is that? Down. That is the bottom.
It's in your left hand.
No, it ain't.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
It's in
my
right hand now, but still.
It wasn't in my left.
My bad. I get my left and my right mixed up.
I know.
You know when I do that? Whenever you change hands with it?
No.
They can't see you on camera trying to be slick.
I mean, if I want them to see me, they can. I bet if I went back and listened to my podcast like most people do just to do their editing and stuff like that, I would have a fucking blast with the conversation.
I bet you should have like a freestyle competition or something. Like.
Why would I have a freestyle competition and
shit,
I can't rap?
Some rap or some just, it don't even got to be rap music. Freestyle could be anything. You have rock and roll.
But why am I going to add other people's shit in what
because
all
the publicity
meaning
of others and the fact that you have something recurring that's new on your show will bring in extra listeners, even if it's just a 10-minute segment. That's why talk shows have musicians come on for the last 10 minutes of the show usually.
Well,
shows because
talk shows have other people.
It's also a publicity thing.
Talk shows also have other people besides themselves that
co-hosts
that people are interested in. No, they have their guests. They have their special guests come in.
Talking about like MTV did back in the day.
The only people that I've had on my fucking podcast are people that are like, ooh, I want to fucking be on there with you. Or like, let me do this. I didn't seek them out. Like that, like I've had random motherfuckers that walk up to me and be like, oh my God, I heard your podcast. Can I be on one? How do we do it? Is it like, when do we do an interview and blah, blah, blah? He was just like, what the fuck? I was like, yo, my nigga, are you for real?
Straight up. I can see that happening. Give a shout out to Ace from the 405.
No, we're not shouting out nobody. Especially somebody that's sitting right here. You're going to sound like a jackass on here.
I'm going to sound like a jackass.
Anyway. Yes, because they didn't heard you before.
It's okay. About what? They didn't heard me fucking giving out shout outs. No.
To yourself?
That ain't myself, though.
You should shout out me if you're going to shout somebody out.
My real name is
They know who you are.
How do they know my name?
Because I've said it 2 or 3 times.
You said my government on the motherfucker?
Probably.
Yeah, what's that get me? Extra 4 cents? Get me fucked up. You better not be dropping my government on that.
I said your name twice.
And now you're trying to call me Ace? Who's this Ace guy?
No, I don't call
Straight
you
up.
Ace.
What is that? Trying to tie me to it?
But your name is ever so common, you know what I mean? They don't know.
I don't know too many people named Derek.
Oh, so now you're changing it up.
I don't know how Christopher sound, but that's common too, ain't it?
Yeah, it is.
Michael?
Yeah.
What about Bobby Hill? I just say whatever fucking name pops into my head until they forget my name next time they watch.
You probably say every little thing that pops in your head.
No, but I
probably... Bullshit.
You probably, yeah, I just
food
did that
fight.
That wasn't food, that was electrical tape, I think.
That was my imagination having food fights.
Where'd you get that tape at?
Hold up. That wasn't electrical, and if it was, then that's what you get, and goody, and that was that black fucking, whatchamacallit tape. No, you can't have it back.
Give me that tape.
Shouldn't have threw it.
Okay, I'm throwing something else.
And you ain't gonna be able to have that either.
Shit, we'll see. I'll wait till you sleep before I throw it at you.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll record it.
Then you make sure you keep your mouth closed whenever you sleep.
I do.
No, you don't.
Yeah, dude, I don't talk to nobody.
Nope, but you...
What you talking about? Snoring.
Yeah, you choke yourself sometimes.
You know what they say about that, don't you?
That is loud?
No.
Shit. It's not...
No, I don't know how it goes.
It goes me, you, her.
Well, we swapping it up. We switching it around. We switching it around. We're going back the other way.
Shout out to Oral B motherfucking toothbrushes.
Oral C.
Oral B. Fuck that. Nah, man, because please don't start making me disrespecting you. It's
Oral
B. They ain't got one.
Bullshit. Google it.
I ain't got to Google shit.
I'll Google it while we on the podcast. They ain't hear the Oral C's.
Yeah, fuck the Oral C because it ain't one.
Be with the G shit and fucking quit talking about that B shit and fucking come over and C shit.
No, fuck that. I won't ever fucking fuck with no man. Listen.
I'm not trying to say nothing hateful, but I'm just saying like what you're
saying. I won't ever fuck with it.
Oral C is a real toothbrush, and you're fucking yourself when you're saying something against it.
Okay, well, I say anything against fucking.
You ain't even tried it, have you?
Nope, but I ain't going to.
Oral C, huh?
I'm not trying that shit. Sound like some bullshit. Sound like some bullshit. That's what I know. Oh shit, my bad.
I don't know.
Because he fucking playing with me and acting fucking funny. Like,
I'm not acting on top.
Yes, or he be saying shit like, mm-hmm. I won't just like straight be just say some super out of line shit that I be trying not to say, because you know what the fuck it is, and so do I. So, nigga. Yeah. He's probably doctoring the motherfucking.
Got me fucked up.
The paper.
Why the fuck would I doctor anything about no oral B or oral C shit? Angel.
I don't know.
I can't. Why would you say that shit? You really think it's like that, woman? Because if that's the case.
I know that you're good enough to deceive me, so would you do it? It's a possibility. If you just wanted to be right that bad, let me see your screen.
You want to see my screen right now?
Mm-hmm.
It's because it's being, my screen is doctoring it right now. You know, I'm doctoring some oral C shit.
Watch, you need to hurry up and turn around. Tripping. No, I got Google on my phone, too.
Ain't no Googling on this. I don't know why you're trying to say some shit. Don't be fucking with me.
Yeah, because you probably on some bullshit here, nigga.
I'm on some bullshit.
I don't know, but let me see your screen.
Angel.
Okay. He lying.
I'm lying about what?
I'm just Googling my damn self.
Can't Google nothing that you don't know about.
Yeah, I can.
You only know how to look it up.
I know how to look up the oral Bs.
Do you?
Yeah.
What do you do to get there?
Go to Google.
And then what?
That's what you're doing exactly what I said,
you're
aren't you?
Google.
Aren't you?
No, because I'm on motherfucking my own.
You just, I'm now he, now he's going to turn it around because you backed out of it.
What's that first one say? Oral B, IO, Series 9 Electric. This is the second one, right? First one, oral C.
Why can't I touch the screen?
Man,
that
because
that ain't what
you
it
don't
is.
Need to. That's an oral C right there.
Jonathan.
They came out before the Bs did.
No, they didn't.
Man, the C's have been here for a long time. You see that? See
nope.
that?
No, they
right
haven't.
Right there on the screen.
Jonathan.
Don't be trying to touch my
why
phone.
Are you lying?
Why are you poking at my screen so
because
hard?
Why are you lying?
You want to fuck
he was doing exactly what I said. He was doing exactly what I said, folks.
Folks.
Yep. Hell yeah.
Tell them folks out there what I was doing.
Shout out to the GD folks. Yep, I got a couple of people that are the homies in the
Ice
nation.
Boys, Gangster Disciples.
They're a nation, not a gang.
What is?
Again, the GD folks.
What?
D. Folks.
Okay, so how come you always saying GD then?
Because that
you
means
affiliated.
Affiliated
with
what?
With the GD, the Gangster Disciples.
I'm not affiliated with them. What does that mean? Am I affiliated like
is
as
it like
the,
Chi-Town?
Do I know them?
Yeah, do you know anybody that's
yeah,
affiliated with the Gangster Disciples
yeah,
in Chicago?
Mm-hmm. That's my, yeah. My so-and-so used to.
That's your stomping grounds. You've been to Chicago?
Yeah, a few times.
Who'd you meet while you was up there?
A lot of fucking different people. What do you mean? They have the best fucking strip I've ever seen. Like how you ride the fucking strip, like riding downtown, it's like 30 minutes long, right? And then, like, fucking, and they got, it's four lanes, they take up four lanes. So, the fucking, whenever you come up to the stop sign, the stoplight, though, if the stoplight is red, then, like, the cars in the back, or the cars in the front will block the traffic, you know what I'm saying? They'll just block traffic and let everybody, you know what I'm saying, go on and fucking pass, and then you just swoop around and hop in and fucking mind.
Hell yeah, they got the best strips. Or the best strips, all I had to say would be like on that Deja Vu or that motherfucking Night Trips in Oklahoma City. Big shout out to fucking
both
the strip
of those
clubs.
Well,
the
Night
Little
Trips
Darlings
is
all right, but it really ain't
little
pushing shit.
Little Darlings burned down.
Well, let me tell you something. They got strippers out there for hire up in Oklahoma City. And
but Oklahoma doesn't.
Come out there and see what it is.
Oklahoma, you can't even fucking.
Northwest 10th. Big shout out to Northwest 10th.
That's where Beach Bums used to be in fucking an eternity, and neither one of them are open no more either.
Damn, they must be closing them down like crazy.
No.
Is it the economy or the COVID?
No, just Oklahoma doesn't have strip clubs. They have gentlemen's clubs.
Oh, there'd be gentlemen in and out?
No, but the difference between a strip club and a gentleman's club is...
They charge us more.
No, you cannot be naked anywhere in Oklahoma, and you have to have liquid latex over your
nipples.
Don't
need to be naked.
You have to have liquid latex over your nipples.
Matter of fact, you wear all your clothes
while
you're up there dancing for me.
3 inches in the front and 3 inches in the back, and your heels have to be at least 3 inches tall. In Texas... or Georgia or St. Louis,
check
or,
this Google
then shit. You have to... like, you have to get a dancer's license. A dancer's license, it was like $75, between $75 and $125, whatever I danced. So let's see.
See, that's why they don't have nude strippers in Oklahoma City.
They don't have nude strippers.
Because of the no nudity pledge, right?
Oh, I don't know why. Because fucking Oklahoma's got the motherfucking, they call it the Bible Belt, but it's like the devil's bend, you know what I mean? You know? Oh, shit. Like,
Well, that does not, they got an all nude strip club in Metro Oklahoma City, you know, opened up on Valentine's Day of 2015. They got a couple of them out here, a couple of these, one in Tulsa.
Maybe in Tulsa, but they do not have any in Oklahoma City.
They got one in Oklahoma City, you know, I got proof right here on the phone.
Jonathan.
Deja Vu.
Deja Vu's not even open. Deja Vu was the fucking regular club.
I know, but look right here. Are totally nude.
But they're not.
Angel, what do they say, though? Deja Vu. Right. Deja Vu Showgirls. Deja Vu Showgirls is a top-rated strip club in Oklahoma City. Are totally nude. 18 and up. Gentlemen's Club is open daily at 8 p.m. Let's pull this up. Boom. Deja Vu. And they still open. Right here, it's on 1540 Southeast 59th Street, Oklahoma City. You hit them up at 405-670-0777. That's Deja Vu, people.
That club is not fucking open anymore. I know for a fact because Israel got fucking killed in Israel and his. I know the people that own that fucking strip club, Jonathan.
Let's call them on speaker and see what's cracking with it.
We sure can, because Kermit is the motherfucker that owned it.
Man, I don't know how they got the phone still jumping.
I'm telling you.
They just pay for bills.
Where did I?
What day of the week it is, I can see them not fucking being open at this point, at this time.
It's
a strip club, is it? I thought it was Tuesday. You no, find out you doctored your podcast.
No, but I'm telling you, fucking Israel got fucking killed and shot on 36, right across the street. Like a long fucking time ago when they killed his.
How long?
A minute ago.
So they closed this motherfucker down. When
they
happened.
They closed it before.
And
that
then never been open.
And his older brother fucking got killed, and then his little brother went to the fucking pen. And his daddy's name is Kermit. I know them real fucking well. Now, somebody could have fucking bought that club.
Yeah, they must have because they got it open still.
And kept the fucking name, but that ain't no all new fucking club either way. And that was a strip club too.
Well, they got it right here.
Yeah, because this bitch named China taught me all my motherfucking poetry.
Opens it opens.
Because she couldn't dance to save her life.
At 6 a.m. Reopens at 8 p.m. to 6 a.m.
She couldn't dance to save her life, but the bitch was cold on the poetry. So I taught her how to fucking dance a little bit, and she taught me a whole bunch of poetry.
Look what it says right there. Open right now.
But
open
they
right now.
But they not.
Deja Vu, all nude strip club in Oklahoma City.
But it's not, okay, Jonathan.
Angel, why would they put that out there?
Because you have to get a fucking dancer's license. That's what I know.
As a strip club, they would have Oklahoma. One, and they'd have an alcohol license. A liquor by the drink, because they'd be serving liquor at the strip club as well.
They do.
That's what I'm saying, they do.
No, the strippers have to go and get dancer's license, and you have to be fucking 21, not 18.
Well, how do you know they're 18? It's at 18 and up to enter.
That's because
you got to be 18 to enter and 21 to drink.
You
can enter a strip club at 18 because I went on my first.
I don't know no 18
on my 18th birthday.
I don't know no 18-year-olds entering a motherfucking strip club that ain't bitches dancing straight up.
Oh, so you don't know any 18-year-old dudes in there fucking getting a free lap dance?
No, because they don't give those. There,
they don't give you a lap dance in the back.
Not for free.
Not for free, but I mean, they get one. Why the fuck would you go out and fucking take somebody on a date and spend a bunch of time with somebody that you really ain't wanting to fuck with one or two times when you could take your ass to the strip club and probably get domed up in the back for like $50?
I don't know why people fucking think that shit about strippers.
I'm not thinking it, but I know that in that profession, there are some individuals, or should I say females, that do what they do because they like to do it, not just because they were forced to. So, as I'm saying that, I mean, they like their profession, they like the fact that they like to have sex, they like money. And this would be making no sense to me if you like to do something so much in your life, like if you were passionate about having sex.
Why do you think somebody having sex?
How come you would not make money while doing so if that's what you like to do?
Why do you think? Why do you feel like having sex? Why do you feel like having sex as strippers and just be selling their pussy?
I feel like because any woman should be selling their pussy if it come down to it. Because if you like to fuck, right?
But what
and
if
you gonna fuck anyway,
what
right?
What if they don't?
Why wake up the next day dead broke? I know, but I'm saying now we're back on that subject. But to flip it back to the liking to fuck, I said if you're a woman and you like to fuck and you gonna fuck anyway and you wanna pick who you fuck out of the deal anyway, and you can do it and get paid.
Be a porn star.
Why not get paid? You probably make more without being a porn star because you get to deal with whoever you want to deal with whenever you want to and get paid whatever you want to, and you're in the back of a club. So you got
why
some kind
of
protection.
Why would you be fucking in the back of a...
Because you should be fucking where they be doing the lap dances.
You shouldn't be fucking somebody to where you need protection, for one.
For one, well, in that profession, you might want to keep your paycheck after you get done fucking.
What in what
let
profession?
Let me borrow you. The profession of wanting to fuck for money and not wake up broke with no money in your pocket bumming off of somebody the next day after you done laid up all night with them.
But that's being a porn star.
I don't call that being a porn star unless you're filming it.
I mean,
and then,
might as well.
Then I call that adult films, but I don't call it a porn star. I say that's actresses and actors in there. It takes just as much energy to do that as probably more to do that correctly on a film than to do a regular film that you just read some words and memorize it.
That,
big shout
way,
out to all the porn stars.
The motherfucker, every time that motherfucker did some old wretched ass shit or fucking try to touch me or fucking pull their
what
dick
about
out,
the bitches?
Or is it,
what about the bitches?
I wasn't giving no bitches no fucking private answers, bullshit. But every single time, you know what I did? Rob them. Me and the motherfucking bouncers. Every
rob
time.
Who? Who? The bitches or the dudes?
No, the niggas. The bitches didn't ever do that.
Man, just warning you, this girl would rob you if she strips for you. She just said it.
No, if
she
they...
trying to jack motherfuckers?
No, if you pull your fucking, I'm not a prostitute.
If I pull my shit out, what if you pull it out for me?
I wouldn't.
But what if you wanted to?
I wouldn't do that.
You can't, but what if you wanted to? Would you do it at work if you wanted to?
I wouldn't.
Yeah, or
to
would
a rando?
No, not to a rando, to somebody you wanted to do it to. Would you do it at work if you was attracted to them to a point where you wanted to do it? Or would you be too scared thinking like you can't be taking no chances like that? How do you feel on that?
I mean, I'm going to do whatever I want to do.
That's what I'm like to hear. I'm just saying, straight up. Y'all heard it first here on the fucking podcast.
Who are you talking to?
Podcast is still fucking going.
You don't even be talking to the people, right?
I be talking to you, right, though, the whole podcast.
Yeah, but you don't be talking to me, right?
And I like the people.
But I got it.
I'm going to start a podcast next Tuesday called Ace.
You ought to.
Dodging Cases.
You ought to, because you talk more than me.
And tightening laces.
I don't like doing podcasts with you because you talk too much.
You know why I talk so much? Because I'm trying to get famous too, Angel. You can't just get all the guap out here.
Well, get it on your own.
Share the spotlight.
That's it.
Don't be a hater because I ain't got no time right now.
I'll have to go to the bathroom or something or go outside to finish this.
For the secret video part of it.
No, because you talk too much, my nigga, and it's dark outside.
Why don't you just pass me that cigarette and quit tripping?
I don't got it.
Are you afraid of the dark now?
I've been scared of the dark. But all right, well, you guys be blessed. And again, shout out to Lil Boosie and Kevin Gates and Mozzie for
and Looney Coleon.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up. Watch your
tongue. For promoting my
you
fucking,
fuck.
My
what
shit.
I'm going to shout out whoever.